With me in the studio, Courtney Glenn, Miss Grays Harbor. Hi, Courtney.
Hi there.
I'm so excited to see you today.
Oh, I'm excited to be here.
The pageant is coming up this weekend.
Yes, on Saturday.
You've been Miss Grays Harbor for not just 1 year, but two.
2 years.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I did not know that that would happen when I got crowned 2 years ago.
I bet not. I bet a little extra responsibility and that must have been interesting. But you've been Miss Grays Harbor. What is it like to be Miss Grays Harbor?
Well, to be honest, I think that I've had a very different experience than probably like every other former Miss Grays Harbor. So I would say that I have an experience that I alone can talk about. And for me, it was really challenging in me as like a leadership person and someone who can represent. And I think that's what like I got out of the most from it, was that we're in really difficult times in every aspect, you know, health, mental health, you know, even like politics and stuff like that, just like very difficult times right now. And I think that that is not something that a Miss Grays Harbor typically
wouldn't have to do.
Right. And I think that that was probably like my experience was, it was just all about learning about myself, learning about this community, learning about education and my social impact initiative, which is mental health education. So just, it was amazing. And I think that the former Miss Grays Harbors and the ones to come will probably have very different stories.
Yeah, that's true. Are you happy you won? I mean, was this a difficult situation, or now that you look back, you go, wow, this is quite an experience.
No, I'm so glad I won. I started competing with Miss Grays Harbor my senior year of high school. And then I got first runner up my first year, and then I got first runner up again. And so I was like, I gotta win now.
Yeah.
And so then on my third try, I won, and I was just like, this is what I wanted. This is what I worked for. It was amazing. I think it was like 2 weeks later when lockdown started to happen.
That must have been really
It was hard. Crazy. And there was just like a lot of emotion for a while. And I think that it took me probably the first year to realize that this is what my experience is going to be like.
Right.
But I feel really blessed that I got this challenging experience, because I think it taught me so much about myself.
Oh, absolutely. And you obviously had to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And you did, which that's pretty, some people don't do that.
I'm glad that I was able to adapt, I guess.
Me too. You've also competed in the Miss Washington pageant.
Right.
What is that like?
It was amazing. I was so intimidated going into it, because I was like, these girls that are at Miss Washington probably just have trained their whole life. And I was really in it for Miss Grays Harbor. You know, this is where I've grown up. This is my community. And I was like, this is such a plus getting to go to Miss Washington. But I was like, Miss Grays Harbor, it was the end goal for me. And so when I got to Miss Washington, I was super overwhelmed, but all of the women are honestly just like so sweet and Aww. So supportive. And it was really amazing to be competing at that level. Like the girl who wins Miss Washington goes to Miss America, and the woman who won is amazing, Maddie. And it was just crazy to be at that level, to be like, this is like an attainable thing. Like I'm actually on that path.
That's cool.
To be Miss America. And not that I am Miss America.
But wow, how cool is that?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it, I bet it was interesting too, meeting people from away from the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Since you've been here all your life?
Yep.
Okay. So that must have been culturally with the different, people, you think people from other countries would be different, but Grays Harbor is unique.
Grays Harbor is very unique, and it's different now. Like I'm living in Seattle now for my education, and small town people and big city people are very, very different, because they grow up and they learn different things. And
absolutely.
I love Seattle for everything that it offers me, but there's just something about home,
being
a small town, and then people just welcome you, and like growing up with just like everybody knows who you are. And this is home. Really.
I love Grays Harbor, because you can go into a restaurant and the person will remember what your favorite thing is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Have it come to you. Right.
Absolutely.
It's like that. Can't do that other places.
No.
Doesn't work that way.